Jakarta, Indonesia. Here is Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen to our program through shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz. Online streaming, voanews.id and RRI Digital Mobile Application. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. From
Service Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world. Good day, everyone. You are listening to the English program from the Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. And you can listen to this broadcast on our online streaming, voanews.id, the application RRI Digital, and also our shortwave broadcast on 3325 kHz and also 4755 kHz. And hello there, I'm Steve. We've been here with you with a lot of information related to Indonesia, and we'd like to begin with the news. Here's Voice of Indonesia with the news. First, the headlines. Prabowo rolls out 24.44 trillion rupiah economic stimulus package to maintain growth momentum. World Health Organization appreciates Indonesian issuance of regulations on tobacco products. And here is the news in detail. Indonesian president rolls out 24.44 trillion rupiahs economic stimulus package to maintain the growth momentum, and more information is provided by Dora Pardede.
Indonesian President Prabowo Subianto led a limited meeting with a number of ministers of the red and white cabinet at the Merdeka Palace, Jakarta, Monday, to respond to the increasing risk of weakening the national economy due to global pressure. Indonesian Minister of Finance Sri Mulyani told the media that in the meeting, the government officially rolled out an economic stimulus package worth 24.54 trillion rupiah to maintain the growth rate and strengthen the stability of the national economy.
In response to the possibility of increased risk and weakening of the national economy due to global impacts, today the president has also decided to provide a stimulus package so that economic growth can maintain its momentum and economic stability continues to be strengthened.
Ekonomi dapat dijaga momentumnya dan juga stabilitas perekonomian terus diperkuat.
Sri Mulyani explained that in order to support public mobility, the government is providing a stimulus package including a transportation mode discount program during school holidays and the start of the new academic year, June to July 2025, in the form of a 30% discount for trains, a 6% value-added tax cut for plane tickets, and a 50% discount for sea transportation. The government has also allocated a budget of 11.93 trillion rupiah to thicken social assistance. Sri Mulyani further explained that the next stimulus package is a wage subsidy assistance of 300,000 rupiah per month for 2 months for 17.3 million workers with salaries below 3.5 million rupiah or below the provincial or district or city minimum wage, as well as for 565,000 honorary teachers from the Ministry of Primary and Secondary Education and the Ministry of Religion. The government also extended a 50% discount on work accident insurance contribution for 2.7 million workers in 6 labor-intensive industries. Dora Pardede for Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
The World Health Organization WHO Indonesia appreciated Indonesian government for issuing the government regulation concerning safeguarding addictive substances in tobacco products. It regulates a number of aspects related to addictive substances in tobacco products, starting from minimum age limit for purchasing tobacco to the prohibition of tobacco product advertising. World Health Organization Indonesia Technical Officer or Healthier Populations, Evelyn Murphy, on Monday in a press conference related to the commemoration of the World No Tobacco Day, monitored from Jakarta, said that the effort is a real commitment of Indonesian government to save the younger generation from the dangers of addiction.
I first want to congratulate the government of Indonesia on a bold and long-awaited step, the issuance of the government regulations number 28/2024. This regulation introduces critical measures raising the legal age for tobacco and e-cigarettes to 21 years, banning single-stick sales, expanding health warnings, removing flavor additives, and banning tobacco promotion on social media. These are major reforms that signal real commitment. And while implementation is still new, they have the potential to help tens of millions of Indonesians, including young people, avoid addiction or break free from it.
The international community observed the World No Tobacco Day every May 31st. This year's World No Tobacco Day commemoration is themed Unmasking the Appeal, Exposing Industry Tactics on Tobacco and Nicotine Products. According to Evelyn Murphy, World Health Organization highlights the high number of e-cigarette users among young people in the world today. She said the increase in the number of e-cigarette users among young people is influenced by industry tactics that include flavors, attractive packaging, marketing through influencers, and misleading product designs about product safety. According to her, one of the most effective ways to combat these tactics is to use standard packaging that doesn't include logos, colors, or images so as to make tobacco products less attractive, make health warnings clearer, eliminate function of packaging for marketing. The government of Indonesia ensures distribution of social assistance in the second quarter by using single national socio-economic data. More detailed by Dora Pardede.
Indonesian President Prabowo Subianto led a limited meeting with a number of ministers of the Red and White Cabinet at the Merdeka Palace, Jakarta, Monday, to respond to the increasing risk of weakening the national economy due to global pressure. Indonesian Minister of Finance Sri Mulyani told the media that in the meeting, the government officially rolled out an economic stimulus package worth 24.54 trillion rupiah to maintain the growth rate and strengthen the stability of the national economy.
Of the 20.3 million beneficiary families, currently 16.5 million have been verified by the Financial and Development Supervisory Agency. And of the 16.5 million, 14.3 million are indeed in deciles 1 to 4 and have begun to be distributed by the Minister of Social Affairs as of the end of May 31st.
Sri Mulyani explained that in order to support public mobility, the government is providing a stimulus package including a transportation mode discount program during school holidays and the start of the new academic year, June to July 2025, in the form of a 30% discount for trains, a 6% value-added tax cut for plane tickets, and a 50% discount for sea transportation. The government has also allocated a budget of 11.93 trillion rupiah to thicken social assistance. Sri Mulyani further explained that the next stimulus package is a wage subsidy assistance of 300,000 rupiah per month for 2 months for 17.3 million workers with salaries below 3.5 million rupiah or below the provincial or district or city minimum wage, as well as for 565,000 honorary teachers from the Ministry of Primary and Secondary Education and the Ministry of Religion. The government also extended a 50% discount on work accident insurance contribution for 2.7 million workers in six labor-intensive industries. Dora Pardede for Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the World.
The Indonesian government has officially launched an economic stimulus package worth 24.44 trillion rupiahs to support national economic growth and stability. More detail by Desi Anugranov.
Indonesian Minister of Social Affairs Saifullah Yusuf emphasized on Monday that the stimulus also focuses on protecting vulnerable groups through well-targeted social assistance.
Apa yang disampaikan tadi menunjukkan bahwa Presiden.
What was presented earlier shows that the President truly cares about families and vulnerable groups who need support and help from the government. That is why the President wants to make sure that the assistance goes to the right people, those who really need and deserve government support.
Sampai kepada mereka yang memang membutuhkan bantuan pemerintah dan berhak mendapatkan bantuan dari pemerintah.
The minister also said the government is paying close attention to the accuracy of aid recipient data to ensure that the assistance reaches those who truly qualify. As part of this stimulus, the government is also adding 10 kilograms of rice assistance for 18.3 million beneficiary families with a total value of over 11 trillion rupiah. This policy highlights two main strategies: improving the accuracy of aid recipient data and increasing direct support for poor and extremely poor families in the first income decile.
This news comes to you from Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Chairperson of Indonesian Football Association or PSSI, Erick Thohir, on Monday revealed that the Chinese government will send representatives to watch the football match between the Indonesian and the Chinese national teams to be held at the Gelora Bung Karno Main Stadium, Jakarta on Thursday. The two national teams will compete in the third round of the 2026 World Cup qualifiers. To the reporters in Jakarta, Erick Thohir said that the plan for the arrival of Chinese representatives showed that football had become a sport that represented the nation's identity.
Ya, yang saya dapat info, mereka sudah meminta resmi.
From what the information I got, they have made an official request. The Chinese government will send representatives, so they see this as a serious match. For us, it is also very serious. Football is apparently the dignity of a nation. So that the Chinese government is sending representatives, we also see this as a seriousness that we also really have to maintain how the team can perform at its best.
Ini bisa perform terbaik itu.
Indonesia is currently in the first place in Group C with a collection of 9 points, while China is in the sixth place with 6 points. Indonesian government distributes rice aid to non-producing regions while maintaining the farmers' exchange rate. More detail by Ofra.
Indonesian Minister of Agriculture Andi Amran Sulaiman stated that the government continues to strive to ensure food availability, especially rice for those in need. One of the efforts is distributing rice social assistance to beneficiary families in areas that do not produce significant amounts of rice and regions where rice prices exceed the government's determined selling price benchmark. The minister stated it during a press conference after a limited meeting with President Prabowo Subianto in Jakarta on Monday. He also emphasized the importance of maintaining the farmer exchange rate to remain stable during this program.
We will distribute social assistance amounting to 180,000 tons per month, or a total of 360,000 tons for 2 months to underprivileged communities. The strategy is to maintain the farmer exchange rate, ensuring it does not decline. The first step is distributing this food or rice assistance to areas that do not produce or produce very little rice.
Minister Amran explained that non-producing areas include urban regions and provinces like Papua and the Maluku Islands. He added that the governments could directly allocate rice to these areas for a two-month period.
And listener, that's the news from Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Coming up next is commentary titled Indonesia launches economic stimulus to maintain growth.
The Indonesian government has officially announced an economic stimulus package of 24.44 trillion rupiahs to maintain the momentum of national economic growth amid the risk of a slowdown due to global pressure. President Prabowo Subianto led the limited meeting that resulted in this important decision on June the 2nd at the Merdeka Palace. Finance Minister Sri Mulyani explained that this stimulus is intended to maintain people's purchasing power and strengthen economic stability. The government responded quickly to global turmoil that has the potential to affect the national economy. The first step is to provide transportation discounts during school holidays and the start of the new school year. These discounts include 30% for train tickets, a 6% value-added tax cut on plane tickets, and a 50% discount on sea transportation. In addition, the government has allocated 11.93 trillion rupiahs for additional social assistance targeting vulnerable groups. This reflects special attention to low-income communities. A wage subsidy of 300,000 rupiahs per month will also be provided for 2 months for 17.3 million workers with salaries below 3.5 million rupiahs. As many as 565,000 honorary teachers are also included in the scheme. The government has also extended the work accident insurance contribution discount for 2.7 million workers in the labor-intensive sector. This incentive is expected to help maintain business continuity and employment. Indonesia has shown readiness in facing global economic risk. The economic stimulus launched by the government is expected to not only be able to maintain growth rates, but also ensure protection for the most affected groups. That was commentary.
Like Step foot on the enchanting island of Bali. You're welcomed by breathtaking landscapes, vibrant culture, and warm hospitality. To ensure you make the most of your Bali adventure, here's a story highlighting the essential of traveling in this tropical paradise. Embrace the local culture, meet the Balinese people with a warm smile, and respect their customs and traditions. Use your best attire, and if you're a woman with a period day, don't go to a temple or other sacred places. Explore the natural beauty. Bali is home to stunning landscapes. Do explore lush rice terraces, pristine beaches, and lush forests. Hike up to Mount Baitar. Prioritize your safety. Don't climb the sacred trees, and get the sunrise you'll never forget. Practice responsible tourism. Support eco-friendly and sustainable practices. Choose accommodations that prioritize environmental conservation and respect local communities. Bali's natural beauty is a treasure. Don't litter on beaches, in forests, or the ocean. Dispose of your trash properly and consider participating in beach cleanup efforts. As you embark on your Bali adventure, remember that responsible tourism ensures that this island paradise remains enchanting for generations to come. Bali welcomes you with open arms. It's up to you to protect its beauty and culture. Bali awaits, ready to weave its magic into your travel story. Safe travels, and may your journey be filled with wonder and discovery.
There is bitter in every day, but then I feel it, that you'll be the only one. Sometimes it doesn't have to be so sure. The sweetest love can be so hard to find. We'll be better in every way,
This is the first day for Indonesian Open 2025, which is held in Jakarta today. So, good news coming from Indonesian team, which is from the women's double, Apriyani Rahayu and Feby Setianingrum, who made it into the Big 16 of Indonesian Open 2025. And they got the ticket to the next round after defeating the athletes from Taiwan, Chang Qinghui and Yang Qingtan, in the Big 32 this afternoon. And Apri Feby performed very solidly, so they won 21-16 in the first game and then easily locked the game with 24-22 in the second game. And in the next round, they will be facing the winner of another match between by Hana, Lee Soo Hee from South Korea, against the other one from Taiwan, Soo In Hui and Lin Ji Hyun. As quoted from RRI.co.id, besides Apriyani and Feby, there has been three Indonesian athletes who made it into the Big 16. For example, Jafar Hidayatullah and Felicia Betana Taniel in the mixed double. And if you want to get more information about Indonesian World, you can go to rri.co.id, the official news portal of Radio Republik Indonesia. And moving on, let's listen to the next one.
Kita
India with Hindia with a song titled Everything You Are. It is telling about, well, a love that, well, doesn't end really well. I mean, they didn't end up or continuing to be a couple or partners, but they break up, but at least they already shared similar life backstories, similar pain. And the good thing is that even if now they are broken up, at least they have been feeling, experiencing how it feels to be loved, everything they are, and every pain, every story that we tell to the other people, they are listening without judging, without denying, and we do the same for them. Imagine that kind of relationship. It's so perfect. We know each other's pain, but, well, even if it doesn't end well, according to the song, that he will be telling his children that I has been loved for everything I am, with everything you are. A quite poetic song by Hindia. And then I'd like to now continue with the next one, which is Indonesian Wonder, that would take you into a place called Boganda Beach.
Banggai Island Regency in Central Sulawesi can be a tourism destination for those of you who love beach tourism. The Regency, in the form of island, is rich in charming natural charm, particularly the wonderful coast. If you want to relax while snorkeling and diving activities, you have to visit Boganda Beach to explore. It is located in the hamlet of Boganda, North Bulagi, Banggai Island Regency, Central Sulawesi. Boganda Beach can be accessed for approximately 2 hours by driving from downtown of Banggai Island Regency, or about 2.5 hours from Luwuk by sea. To enter this beach, you have to pay an entrance ticket for 3,000 rupiah. Entering this beach,
You can see the beauty of white sand and clear water. This beach has relatively calm waves, so it is safe for swimming. To see the beauty of the sea, you can snorkel and dive. You can also see the fish from the small pier, as well as the activities of the people who are fishing around this beach. Foganda Beach also has a beautiful sunrise and sunset panorama. Please don't miss the beauty of the sunrise and sunset at this beach. There are bamboo and coconut leaf roof buildings along the beach for resting. There are also several swings on the beach that can be used as photo spots. Foganda Beach is also equipped with bathrooms, parking lots, and restaurants.
Of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republic Indonesia, broadcast in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast by shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz and via streaming on voanews.id and RRI Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. And listeners still tuned to the Voice of Indonesia. And as we know, today we are living in the 2025 in which equality keeps being developed and supported and being voiced all over the world, in which people, including you and I and everybody else, should have equal opportunity to pursue anything they want, including career. But despite these improvements, it seems that women still face some challenges in pursuing their career, especially in STEM. It is, I believe STEM is an abbreviation for science, technology, engineering, and mathematics. And to know what kind of barrier, what kind of challenges being faced by women in science or STEM, here is the opinion of Dr. Nuraini Rahma Hanifa, a researcher of Research Center for Geological Disaster, part of Indonesian National Innovation and Research Agency, or BRIN.
I divide into three categories. Mainly, the first is our family environment and our neighborhood environment. So where the encouragement from our family is very important. We still have families or husbands or father who are strictly limiting their daughters or their wives to engage in STEM. So of course it doesn't mean that the woman needs to do activity of said housing. We can also do STEM at our house, but still a woman needs to have access for science, technology, engineering, and mathematics. So the support from family, I think, is the first thing that we need for women. So when the women don't have such access in our home or our closer environment, that it will be very difficult to grow or to have access to STEM. So I think the first is the family environment. And then the second is the environment of the neighborhood and also the working place or the university place. So sometimes, often we have very strong manpower, but restricting the woman engagement. So having a neighborhood work environment, lecturer environment, university environment, it's very important to be an enabler for women to engage and also to be heard and also to grow. And the third thing is when women become mother. When women become mother, of course, the limitation is higher because we need to take care also of our children. So we need to also create an environment that enable us to still can contribute to STEM. Of course, there will be many flexibilities. For example, the existence of daycare or the existence of paid leave or maternity leave is very important for women. For example, say not only 1 month leave, but for example 2 years leave for maternity leave is very important because finally women will need to have childhood time. So during the childhood period is the most heavy time, one of the most heavy time that we need also support so that we can continue to engage through STEM. I think basically those are such problem, and if we can have a family support, also environment support, and we can have the childhood support, then we can grow and have access. Or the first one is having access. Yeah, so those are the keys so that we can have access to STEM and also develop our interest through STEM. So given the opportunity and also given the chance, it's very important for women. And women can have a lot of power because once they are enrolled into STEM, they will also give that STEM to their children and also the environment. Because the nature that woman is very caring, so it will also spread more benefit to the society.
And more detail to this conversation is available on our YouTube channel, VOI Official. You can search Voice of Indonesia, Women in Science, Breaking the Barrier.
Sebenarnya sudah tahu kisah cinta mirip kita tak menyentuh selamanya. Selama kita mau, jangan pikir buruk dulu. Kisah cinta mirip kita bisa saja selamanya. Kau akhirnya goyah juga, bukan bertahan bersama, malah kau juga harus ku yakinkan. Kejutan tengah cerita, ternyata ini rasanya ditinggal berjuang. Terserah, bisanya kau sekarang.
And that was Raisa with Terserah, a song about giving up of something. And Terserah is apparently, in English, means it's up to you. And yeah, it is an expression of how it feels when you are the only one who is trying to hold the relationship together while the other person doesn't really care about it. And doesn't it will make you easier if you understand Indonesian language. So to help you, here's the Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia.
Hello everyone, my name is Ray, and today we're going to learn about the Indonesian alphabet. Let's begin. G, 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 which can be used for gula, gali, gigi. Let's continue. H, ha, H, ha, which can be used for helai, hari, halo. That's it for now, and see you in another episode.
Voice of Indonesia.
RRA Digital with New Look, various collaborative content from various national programs, including live visual broadcasts, live radio broadcasts, music playlists, podcasts, video news, and various users' interaction features in the game. Various interesting content such as likes, comments and shares, as well as live chat with broadcasters and users. Direct messaging and private chat facilities between app users are also available. RRE Digital, available on Google Store and App Store. RRE Digital.
Voice of Indonesia.
You might be familiar with this sound when your kids are online. But you might miss some other sounds. Your child might stumble upon harmful content, bullies, and predators when they are online. Pay attention to the sounds. It's not too late.
Mom, what's this?
Find more ways to protect children online from your local children protection agency or visit unicef.org.
VOI listener, today's edition of Traditional Song of Music Corner presents a song from West Java entitled Peuyeum Bandung. This song tells the story of a dish called Tapai Bandung or Peuyeum Bandung in Sundanese. According to the lyrics, Tapai or Peuyeum Bandung is well known in both villages and towns. The main ingredient is cassava, and its price is affordable. All circles in Bandung, both parents and children, love Tapai Bandung. Well, listener, if you cannot taste it yet, let's listen to the song Peuyeum Bandung by Nining Meida. Happy listening!
Thank you very much for people joining the English program by The Voice of Indonesia. And if you got something to say, you can send email to our email address, voilisteners@gmail.com. Our WhatsApp number, +62 821 2381 2130, +62 821 2381 2130. And do not forget to download the RRA Digital mobile app so that you can comment on our broadcast directly. Don't forget to subscribe to our YouTube channel VOI Official and follow our Instagram VOI_Official. I'm Steve. I would like to say thank you very much and stay tuned on RRA World Service, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.